The Honolulu Police Department is looking for a new leader. There is disagreement, though, whether that should be a promoted insider or a new hire from outside the system. Civil Beat reporter Nick Ruby has today's reality check. Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right, thanks. I hope you are, too. Now, according to your article, there are 30 applications. Do we have any sense of how many of them are coming from within HPD and how many from outside the state?
Not yet at this point. The Police Commission Chairman Max Sword said last week that they're waiting a little bit longer to make sure that some of the snail mail can trickle in before announcing how many are from outside and within the department. But he did say that it is a bit of a mixed bag right now.
But at this point, clearly there rages on that whole debate whether it should be someone from out of state with fresh eyes and new perspectives, or whether you're really better off with someone who has been through the system and has a sensitivity to it and knows the officers. How is that breaking down in our community?
Well, I think it's a really big question now, especially given everything that's been going on with HPD. Not only did our last police chief resign after becoming a suspect or a target in an ongoing DOJ investigation into public corruption, but there have been a lot of incidents of officer misconduct and arrests over the years. Hundreds of officers have been suspended or fired over the past decade or so, with dozens more arrested, which begins to raise a lot of questions about what is the culture within the department, and does the culture within the department help to breed this corruption? And so some people are saying that with those elements, it's better to look outside to find fresh eyes and somebody who might be able to come in and shake it up. That said, the other side of the story is outsiders might not be able to gain the trust and respect of the officers who are here, especially in Hawaii, where it is hard to sort of gain some traction as an outsider.
There has to be the question, though, shouldn't they be looking at the best person? Obviously, the idea of best has a lot of implications, but someone who has the best qualities and the best qualifications, regardless of whether they're inside or outside.
Right. And I think that's ultimately how various police commissioners, at least publicly, say they're approaching this process, is they want to make sure that they have the best candidates within the department as well as from outside the department. Commission Chairman Max Sword also said, hey, if we have a lot more people coming from outside the department with sterling credentials, then it might actually force our local candidates to sort of step up their game and put their best efforts forward when trying to get this job.
Which would certainly make someone like Ken Lawson at the Innocence Project pretty happy.
Right. Well, Ken Lawson has a lot of experience with police departments and reforming police departments from his time in Cincinnati. He helped a department there negotiate a cooperative agreement to sort of reform police practices. And I think that he thinks that needs to happen here just because of everything that's been going on. Not only in Honolulu, but across the country. I mean, when you can bring in sort of outside ideas or even technology, you can make a police force better. And you have to remember, Honolulu has the 20th largest police force in the country. And, you know, just to put that into some perspective, we don't even have dashboard cameras on our vehicles here. So I think that outside influence and outside technology might not necessarily be a bad thing.
We'll see if it becomes our thing once they choose to let us know how many are actually applying from out of state. Hey, Nick, thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bethann.
Nick Ruby is a Civil Beat's reporter today, giving us the reality check.